The UNMISS human rights team drives through the dusty roads of Nyang County in South Sudan's Lakes State. They arrive at a prison with a crowd of visitors outside, under the watchful eye of a prison guard carrying an AK-47 assault rifle. Inside the yard of the holding facility, prisoners look through the wire fence, shackled with chains on their ankles. A new mandate of UNMISS is focusing on protecting the human rights of civilians since a conflict erupted in South Sudan in December 2013. Ohenewa Owu, a women's protection advisor in charge of the Human Rights Unit, is part of the team that's visiting the prison at Nyang County.
Basically, human rights is doing everything that we used to do under the old mandate except capacity building. So we are doing monitoring, we're doing reporting, and then we're doing advocacy. So what we have come to do here basically is to follow up on cases that needs to be followed up on, and then advocate on the state level to get judges to come here and see to it that human rights violations are addressed in the state.
In fact, the UN Human Rights Team has found many examples of women being held for crimes committed by their male relatives. Inyapin Madit, Associate Human Rights Officer for Lakes State, is following up on these cases.
What we will be doing as human rights officers is that we have to raise these issues at the state level, Office of the High Court and Office of the Legal Administration, such that these issues are addressed to minimize human rights abuses and violations within the criminal justice system.
UN police advisors who work with human rights monitors are out in the field helping the National South Sudan Police Service. They're usually the first to come across the violations of human rights. They generally try to address them on site. In one detention facility, they check the lists of detainees and why they're in custody. Alex Malipenga is a UN police advisor from Zambia.
We discover that the people that are in custody are not lawfully detained. We get their names and give them out to the human rights officers. The human rights officers are the ones that are going to take up and investigate to know why these people are not lawfully detained.
The UN Human Rights Team said county officials are cooperative but face numerous challenges with the administration of justice. It's hoped that central government will help to address the needs of communities like Nyang County to reduce human rights violations. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.